many people turned in and requested for prayer, and I'm thinking sometimes, do we take it so lightly when those folks turn in prayer? No, we should take that to heart. Their request is most important to their heart, and they desire the prayer to be answered. And say, if it's you and I can pray a prayer of faith, it's time nowadays we should be there. There's so many people turns in requests, and I think sometimes maybe they might get disappointed. Doesn't get their prayer answered right when they won't get answered, but God don't get in no hurry. To answer our prayers, He sees fit sometimes for us to wait upon the Lord. Maybe we get a little more patience by waiting on the Lord. But the Lord will hear and answer prayer. Says He will, and I believe that He will. I've seen it. I've been with it. What about this scripture over in Acts? So there's something in this scripture here that a lot of people fail on reading, you know. I believe when Peter was in the prison and those folks all down there to the house, down there praying, I believe God was right there with them. I believe there was some praying going on, and I believe there was some shouting going on, and when they heard that Peter was delivered, they got happy about that. Because God heard and answered their prayer. I think sometimes we take the Word of God so lightly, and a lot of times we don't hear very many sermons on prayer, but I say today it is necessary that we pray more. Our country is getting in an awful position, and I believe through prayer God can change the whole scene. I say that a lot of people don't believe that sometimes that God does these things, but I say in my Bible, as I read it, I see different illustrations in the Bible, and I get down and I read them, and I pray for the Lord to help me to have more faith in God. Because I say that these places that we read about, and over there in James, I think it is, 5:17, he said that Elisha was like passing as we are, and he prayed for it not to rain. Brother and sister, he prayed earnestly. That's what we need to do, pray earnestly for it. Notice the sister there when she's praying. She was pouring her heart out to the Lord, and she believed that God heard her, and I do too. But I say this, and the Word of God said over in the 15th chapter of St. John in the 17th verse, said, if my words abide, it's abiding in prayer. Do you know that? Amen, there is. Just everybody don't get their prayer answered. But I say, folks, if you abide in God and His Word abide in you, He said anything that you shall ask, I'll do it. Amen. He'll do that. Oh, yes, I know that this gets sometimes. I thought about this one time when wife was so sick at this last time, and I got kind of alarmed about the way that things was doing, and the Lord made me understand that was His battle. And I said, amen, Lord. And so it went on along about 3 o'clock in the morning, and another day, and another morning, and Sister Eck was with us, and we was down there in prayer, and the Lord spoke to me very plainly, just as I was talking to you folks. Are you willing to give your wife up? I said, no. I need no wife to myself, I'm talking to you. You know, I had to come to that place before God answered my prayer. I had to come to that. And as we prayed along about 3 o'clock in the morning, just about the break of day when everybody was sound asleep probably and everything, and God come to our rescue, it was shouting time. Yes, it was. And as we prayed that morning, Sister Eck is making the clouds kind of look dark, you know, and she said, Brother Robert, she said, I believe that this is the time. And I said, no, let's pray one more time. God heard and answered prayer. Thank the Lord. This, folks, there's something in prayer that we don't get out of it if we didn't exercise. What did he say over in Acts there, the 3rd chapter, beginning of the 1st verse?
Now
Peter and John
went up together
into the temple.
At the hour
of prayer. Read.
Being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame. From his mother's womb.
Was carried. One couldn't walk, he was carried, brothers.
And they laid daily.
At the gate of the temple.
at the gate of the temple. Read right on.
Which is called beautiful.
Listen now.
To ask alms of them that enter into the temple.
Yes.
Who's seeing Peter and John?
Seeing Peter and John now.
About to go into
this the temple. Must have been a little bit unusual scenery there. As he seen Peter and John, no doubt there was something another there entered his mind. Don't you think there was? As he seen Peter and John, read on.
Peter and John asked, going into the temple. Asking alms. And Peter fastened his eyes
upon
him.
With John. Listen now, here is the key to a lot of times. He never did. He always considered John and everything that he done. Sometimes, folks, if we're not together, we will not get our prayer answered.
Amen.
We will not get our prayer answered. Together, brother, Stover is a key to the whole thing. You can take two or three agreed together, and brother, you can feel the power of God. Yes, you can. I say when Sister X and I and the daughter was praying and weeping, God heard prayer. Yeah. Why? Because it was all agreed. Yeah. Read right on.
Then look upon us.
And
he gave heed unto them. They expected to receive.
Now listen, that's just the way when people hear it tonight, when the prayer request is turned in, they expect to receive. Brother Stover, some results now. Yes, they don't turn in just prayers to be talking. They don't turn in for prayers just to be turning them in. I don't believe people is that way. I believe they're earnestly want a prayer to be answered. And folks, it's up to you and I to pray the prayer of faith. So some people will say, well, I see that you folks don't go to the doctors. I said, no, we don't go to no doctor. We take all of our requests and our burdens to the Lord. They said, well, what are you going to do one of these days when the Lord won't hear and answer your prayer and take you? I said, it'd be time for me to go or time for that person to go, and no prayer wouldn't be answered at that particular time. That's the only answer I can give them. Folks, we all have a limited time in life. We all have time to go. We can just pray on. I thought about one time that Sister Moore don't mind for us to mention this. We hours in one morning, Sister Moore said to my wife, said, hold me tight, I'm going. Hold me tight. We just kept a prayer and praying. And but God didn't take her. Prayer was answered. Oh, folks, there's a thing in this, something in prayer. There is really a blessing in prayer. Oh, I say sometimes people can sing, sometimes people can preach, sometimes people can testify, and I believe that a lot of people can pray. I believe that with all my heart. All right, what else did it say? Some expected to see something of it.
And Peter said,
Silver and gold. Folks, we don't look for nothing like that. That was what he was looking for. But oh, folks, he's going to receive something more blessing in silver and gold. Read right on.
But such as I have.
Such as I have now. Oh, folks, I believe it's more precious than silver and gold. Yes. Since as he had, I believe, folks, he had something. I believe that with all my heart. Yes. When Peter finally, when God really got the thing over to Peter, Peter had power with God. Yes, and he had, the Word of God said he had great boldness. Great boldness. I saved today, and when we get saved and sanctified, have God's Word, we should be bold about things. We should be. But I want to go back to that there together. I believe, listen, folks, and we can work on this together. I don't believe we should. I thought about a old bulky horse and a horse that does want to work, and that one balks, and they're not together. They'll go back and forth, but I believe when the team is really together, they can pull, and there's a lot of power in it. Yes, I believe that. All right, let's go to another scripture. That's far enough there. But God heard and answered prayer. God heard and answered their prayer. Let's go to the 17th chapter of the book of First Kings. See what it said there. Now here's another place. Now this ain't all with God. This ain't what God done. This is what some people done. It's just like you and I are in human and flesh and blood. And God hears their prayers. And I believe He'll hear our prayers. I believe that. All right, and so one get James, I believe it is 5:17. Read right on there. Give us the 17th verse.
And it came to pass.
Listen, you said it came to pass now.
After these things.
After these things.
That the son of the woman.
The son of the woman.
The mistress of the house.
Mistress of the house.
Fell sick.
Yes, fell sick. Now we all get sick now. Since she fell sick. They fell sick. Read.
And his sickness was so sore.
And his sickness was what?
So sore.
So sore. Real bad, folks. Bad. All right, read.
There was no breath left.
There was no breath left. That means to say that there was a point of death. Did you believe that? Yes, it means that's what it means. Folks, listen now. This prophet was a man passionate like we are now. All right, read that on.
And she said unto Elijah,
what am I to do with thee?
What am I to do with thee?
O thou man of God.
A man of God.
Art thou come to me with all my sins?
Now she thought that he came to her because the sickness is up. Did you know sometimes people get to believe in things like that? Did you know that?
Yes, they do. They get to believe in things just like that.
What's she saying?
Art thou come to me with all my sins?
All my sins. Read.
To slay my son?
To slay my son? Read.
And he said unto her?
He said unto her,
give me thy son.
Give me thy son.
And he took him.
And he took him.
Out of her bosom.
Out of her bosom.
And carried him.
And carried him.
Up into the loft.
Up into the loft.
Where he abode.
And when he abode. Listen.
And laid him upon his own bed.
And laid him upon his own bed.
And he cried unto the Lord.
And he cried unto the Lord. Sometimes, folks, we have to do a little crying to get our prayer ready. Yes, we do. Sometimes we have to do some weeping. Sometimes we've got to do a lot of begging. But God will hear and answer our prayers, brother and sister. Yes, He will. God sees our tears. All right, read it.
And said, O Lord my God.
O Lord my God. He wasn't talking to a man now. He was talking to God through the Spirit of God. Read.
Has thou also brought evil upon the widow?
With whom
I sojourned by slaying her son?
Listen, he's trying to find out what the cause of this is.
And he said,
wait a minute, one time, Brother Barton started out in the ministry work, and Sister Barton, she got real sick. What did she have, Mom?
Double pneumonia.
Sister Barton was awful sick. Brother Barton hadn't been ministering very long. And they'd call for different ones, and they'd come and pray for Sister Barton, and no results. No results, didn't seem like. So Brother Barton, he was really worried about Sister Barton. Actually, that case is pretty dangerous. Sister Barton really got the point of death. So several ministers came, and not every time now did God hear everyone's prayer. Did you know that? Not every time. So they finally went on for quite a while, and one morning real early, there was an older minister and his wife came. Oh, folks, I can go a lot on that status with God. Really knows how to get a hold of God. We got to learn how to get a hold of God. And he came over real early before breakfast. Sister Barton was there sick. And they both walked in, and the woman went into the bedroom where Sister Barton was awful sick. Brother Barton was in the kitchen and wringing his hands and walking the floor. And the minister said that Brother Barton said, let's pray. They got out and prayed. Didn't seem like it satisfied him, Brother Barton. He didn't get much out of that prayer. And so the preacher, he got up and got talking to Brother Barton. And there's always something or another that in the road. Always something or another somebody hauled hose to. And so the preacher said to Brother Barton, are you willing to give your wife
up to the Lord?
No.
No, I'm not willing to do that.
Said, I need my wife in the ministry work. The man here hasn't been married too long.
Said, I don't want to give her up. Preacher never said another word. He just said, let's pray. They got on and prayed, and they prayed for quite a while. This old minister, he really poured his heart out before God. Pretty soon he heard Brother Barton praying. Hey, Lord.
Oh, and as he prayed, oh, folks, listen, there's victory coming pretty soon. As they prayed, he got a little louder. He said, oh, Lord, if you want her, you can have her. He said, I will give her over to you. Pretty soon they heard a shout in the bedroom, and they heard a noise, and Sister Barton threw her feet off of the bed and on the floor and shouted, said, I'm healed. Brother, he'll come. And when you give up to God, he'll come. And so that she got up and got to the preacher's and the sister's dinner that day. God is completely healed. Praise God. When we make a real consecration to God, God will do what he said he will. A lot of times, folks, we hold back from God. We don't give him all. There's some things we don't let God know. He knows them anyhow. We just don't. One place it said confess your fault. That time, that'll keep you from being evil. Yes, it will. Oh, folks, there's a lots of things stands in the way of God. God is not a God that mentions it to us, brings these up to us, and gives them as a downfall to you and I. He'll just work them out to where they'll come out, and we'll submit those things, and God will hear and answer our prayer. Thank the Lord. All right, is there any more there?
And he stretched himself upon the child.
And he stretched himself upon the child.
3 times.
3 times.
And cried unto the Lord.
Yes, cried unto the Lord.
And he said,
Oh, Lord my God.
I pray thee. Let this child's soul come into him again.
Listen, folks, he was in earnest prayer, wasn't he? Oh, yes, he was. Listen now. There's victory coming. Oh, folks, there's victory coming if you'll just hold on to God. Not give up and give it all to God. All right, read a little more.
And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah.
And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah.
And the soul of the child.
And the soul of the child.
Came into me again.
Yes, bless the Lord. And oh, folks, listen here. I tell you, I get so... the people go to talk to me about the... all the power was gone and all. I don't believe all of that. I still believe there's miracles. I still believe that there'll be miracles right up to the end of time, brother and sister. Yeah. I believe that there'll be people being saved and people being healed. Yeah. When that time comes and he breaks it in time, they'll all be over there. All the things you want from God, you better get it before that time. Before that time, we won't have no time to go here and go there. All right, is anybody there?
And Elijah took the child.
Yes, took the child.
And brought it down. Into the house.
Look, she's looking for that child to be dead, wasn't she?
And delivered him with his mother.
Yes.
And Elijah said, see thy son live.
See thy son live.
And the woman said,
Elijah, yes.
Now by this I know that thou art a man of God.
Listen, sometimes, folks, God got a way of showing people that we are living for God. God got a way sometimes showing people that we are living for God. Oh, folks, there's too much giving down. There's too much giving away. We get in some tight places sometimes. I know one time that I got in a place that I wished I even... I knew that I wasn't intelligent enough to talk to that feller. But, oh, folks, I can tell you that he really put it on me. We were doing a great big old Sunday school classroom down in Muskogee. And this preacher, I didn't know he was a minister, and I didn't know anything about him. Oh, folks, sometimes your mouth will get you in trouble. Listen, and in that particular time it did, I shouldn't have spoke, but it did. And after I did, I wished I hadn't. And after I got the lesson out of it, I thought, well, that might have been God wanted to do. And so there we stand around a big old farm. And they standing around there, they had a big old church down around the corner that joined this big old Sunday school class. Had a big old high staple on it, and some feller said, well, they said, look at that big old high staple. I said, yes, but one of these days that thing will fall. Just like it. That feller said, you narrow-minded man, he said, one of these days they'll lock the church doors where you go. And I said, thank the Lord, they can't lock up my heart.
They can't lock my heart. They can lock the door to the church, but they can't lock this heart up. Boy, I kept still, and he sure did warm me up. He really talked to me. Brother, I had to have something done in my heart. I just held my peace. Let it go, and pretty soon he got so aggravated, he just turned around and walked off and left me. Never seen him anymore around the building. Oh, folks, listen, if you'll just be still, God will work for you. God will do something to you. Just be still. I could probably say something, and as much as I was unlearned, oh, folks, it wouldn't have paid. So God said, just be still. Let's go to James. Now, is that all that? Let's go to James now, I think it is, 5 and 17. Oh, folks, listen here. People will say, well, all of these things is done and gone. But I don't believe that. I believe that God is still in the healing business. I believe it. Listen here. If we don't get healed and we think we should, I don't believe it's God's fault. I believe it lies on you and I. I believe it's on you has something to do. Oh, folks, when we first started out, had that old tent here and there. Oh, folks, listen here. It didn't wasn't open. The witness, far nobody came in. They came down for healing. They'd come down to get saved. I am here all over the shirt, claim to be saved. Oh, folks, listen here. We had a real good time. One time there was a man over here at the little town, Wausau up here. And we went there to have a little revival meeting, and there wasn't no result of anybody come to get saved and all. We noticed this woman sitting in the back of the church, coming for her every night. Eyes see it, snow on and everything. So as the Brother Barton seemed fit for us young ministers to close the meeting, we had a lot of zeal for God and all. So he got up and announced that we were going to close the meeting. It didn't seem like there was much results. Yeah, the Lord had done. This woman rise to her feet and said, yes, don't say that. She said, I've got a husband. Up at home and dying as a TV. And she said, I've turned the question here. I want you folks to go and visit him. She said, I believe that God will hear and answer your prayer. You know, they visited him. He's a ladies' visitor, and then folks pray for him. They called him back to Clinton, and God had healed that man. All there was a little old scar left on his lung. And the intern, she went up there to visit him, and this intern would pump his lungs up, you know, and he didn't know all about it. And she was there visiting Sunday, went out on the lawn and had a good time, and he drove his lung up and bursted it, and he went on into God. God's getting you prepared to go into heaven. Well, folks, God's got a way. God's got a way to preserve his people. And she come home so sad and all. Brother Barton said, well, it's sad to lose him, but you have something to rejoice about. You know that he was ready to go. She said, yes, I believe that. All said, all he talked about Sunday when he was on the altar. How the Lord had blessed him, and that Lord had touched him and everything. Folks, God's got a way. God's got a way of blessing his people. All right, what did it say in James?
Elijah was a man.
Elijah was a man now.
Subject to like passion.
As we are.
And he prayed earnestly.
He prayed earnestly. Oh, folks, there it is again. I believe that we ought to be earnestly in prayer. Oh, I see sometimes that I thought about maybe that it don't mean this way. Thought about one time when we were holding a revival down to Oak Mosley. And it's been raining, and we've been there a week in this meeting, and this is quite a bit of longer work, and some prayers have come up for healing and all. And this particular night, it was Friday night. And we had a pretty good crowd, and some strange people came in, and there was a young man, looked like he was maybe in his 20s or 25s, come sit back at the back, kind of like on the side. And as we prayer requested, he was taken like we did tonight, and everybody turning in, and this young man, he didn't know how to present himself, but he said, I have a request, and I'd like you folks to remember. Well, everybody looked around at him, you know, him being a stranger, you know. So Brother David, when he got time to prayer, Brother David, he got down and prayed a little short prayer. That wasn't like Brother David. That wasn't like Brother David. Brother David, I've heard him pray for a couple hours. And we were in kind of a hurry.
we get in a hurry sometimes. We don't wait on God sometimes. So we got right up, you know, and getting ready to sing a song. This brother, he got up, and then he got up and said, I'd like to show you people what my request was. If the women was mine, then he assured us. He was modest about the women. But she was in a strange place. And we give him the request and credit. Before he britches laid up to go at his knee, this whole bone was laying open in corruption. This eclutter of the bone. Or something out of there that he was bothering him. He wasn't satisfied with that prayer. That dream, Brother David, so bad, Brother David said, let's go to prayer again. Brother, listen, that time it all was a prayer, and you could feel that prayer. Oh, man, that old man. Oh, folks, after that young man left from there and went into Texas and wrote Brother Charles a letter about 2 weeks, God said, the Lord has healed me, and I'm back in the cotton field. Brother, God will hear and answer prayer if you only believe. Oh, I could tell so many things that God has done for his people. But what did it say?
Prayed earnestly.
Her prayed earnestly.
That it might not rain.
It might not rain.
And it rained not on the earth.
It rained not on the earth.
But it prayed for 3 years.
Listen, folks, I'm telling you right now, this man had a lot of faith. Listen, he did this. All right, read that on.
By the space of 3 years.
By the space of 3 years.
6 months.
6 months.
And he prayed again.
He prayed again.
And the heavens gave rain.
And the heavens gave rain.
And the earth brought forth her fruit.
The earth brought forth her fruit. Elisha done this. Oh, folks, I thought about the man. Man on the cross. Oh, folks, what is that scripture? I fell over and acted over and over in Luke 23 and 42 or something like that. 23 and 42, I believe that's it. Folks, listen, there's something in prayer. I believe that we should pray. The Lord will pray. There's some sickness. I see some people sitting in this audience now that God has touched them. I know of one time it kind of hurt me. I was really hurt about this. I've known this sister a long time, and we went into a meeting one evening, and seen this sister come in on a crutches, and I thought, oh, Lord, how did this sister work for wherever she worked on crutches? It bothered me all the time during trying to have service. Finally, we just made a request to go back and lay her hands on her to her seat to pray for her, and she let that church. Carrying the crutches. That's what I see another woman sitting in this crowd. Be sure not too long ago, sister made a lot of tricks. Your nature prayer. Both God's doing it. We're still your servant, a wonderful, wonderful servant. He will hear and answer our prayer. He surely will. All right, Father, this is.
That woman up there, there's a man wailed on him.
Wailed on him.
Saying, it thou be the Christ.
The bone in his bed.
Save thyself and us.
Yes.
But the other in his dream.
Listen.
Rebuked him.
And rebuked him.
Saying.
Saying.
Dost thou not fear God?
Did not fear
God. Did thou work in the same condemnation?
Yes.
And we indeed justly?
Yes.
For we receive the due reward of our deeds.
Yes.
But this man hath done nothing.
This man has done nothing. He's talking about Jesus.
And he
said unto Jesus,
remember me when thou
shalt die. Folks, we should have this prayer. Yes. We're going to come to the same place that this man did when he was born. Remember me when thou shalt die. And God heard his prayer, didn't he? Jesus said unto him,
pray
I say unto you,
today.
He didn't say tomorrow, he said this day.
Yeah,
today, shall thou be with me in heaven. There it was. Knew anything about God, no doubt, until he hung on that cross. Way to reach that.
Yeah.
Oh, God is a blessing. Yes, he is.
people who abide in God and abide in Him. Let's go to Acts 16:25. There's another man who prayed. God heard his prayer. This is not Jesus' time, it's Jesus' time. My God.
And the prisoner heard it.
And the prisoner heard it.
And suddenly. There was a great earthquake.
Listen, God heard that prayer, didn't He? Not only the jailer heard it, but God heard it.
So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open. And everyone's bands were loose.
Don't tell me it's power, God's power. It's enough, folks, it's unlimited, you know. He knew this. And the prison doors were
open. And it went on and the bands were loose.
Read on.
And the keeper of the prison.
Awaking
out of his sleep.
Seeing the prison doors open.
He threw down his sword.
Yes.
And would have killed himself. Supposing that the prison had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice and said, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." And then he called their lives and sprang in and became prisoner.
Yes.
And fell down before Paul and Silas.
Thank you, Lord. Folks, there's lots more of them.
Yes.
The Bible is full of things that God has done.
Yes.
But you can't make people believe that God is still hearing and answering prayer that you're going to do. I say tonight, folks. If you don't get your prayer answered just when you want to get answered, wait a little while and God will come to your rescue. It might be something God wants to give you. God has mysterious ways of working. He surely, surely does. Oh, I thought about one time. Some big folks was going to a meeting. And Sister Dorothy had the car. He was going way up in Ohio to meet him. This preacher had a message. Oh, it was really burning his soul. That way up there, about 50 miles or 100 miles from this place, and old park like that. They tried to look for the gas and looked at this and looked at the woods. He just prayed to print the language. Sister Dorothy Martin was a woman that believed in prayer. God hears in his very prayer. She told the women folks and all of them was there, she said, "We've done everything we can do. We've looked at the gasoline, we've looked at this, we've looked at that. There's one thing we haven't neglected doing, Mr. Friend." Now this would look silly to some people who do that. Did you know they went out and laid hands upon that old car? This was the truth. Brother Charles got back in that car and turned that key on and stepped on that car and started and took him to the meeting. Brother got a chance to deliver his soul and the altar was full. The devil knew that too. Did you know that? The devil knew that that was what was going to happen. And he thought he could chunk out that old car and he would make it. That car come right on back and took her over to the garage and couldn't find a thing what goes to do. But the devil. So folks, listen, don't forget to pray. There's a lot of sickness amongst the saints nowadays. There's a lot of us that's not where we should be with God. If I have to say it that way. And folks were looking for great miracles and they won't see it. And God has a good answer. Folks, there's enough of people in this congregation to turn the world upside down to all put together and pray. I believe that. There's a really, really